All right. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Let's read it one more time. It's real short. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Boy, I'll tell you, I'm tempted just to preach straight from that this morning instead of my subject because that verse is so loaded, but I'm not going to do it. Let's pray. Father, bless your word today. You know what you want to do with it. Please condescend to use my feeble efforts for your glory and for the good of these folks. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Be seated, please. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The flip side of that is, unless you're walking according to the Word, and at the times in your life when you don't walk according to the Word, you're going to be walking in darkness. And you can fall in a stumble. That's what it is. This morning the title of my message is, No Holy Bible? Question mark. No Holy Bible? Question mark. That's the title of my subject. Now the whole psalm would really do for a text for this message today. But have you ever pondered the situation? Have you ever thought about the situation of being in a world without the Holy Bible? Now, from a small child, the one book above all, there were two that I noticed from my earliest memory, but one book above all that stood out above all the others, and I was taught it was different from all the others, was the Holy Bible. If you want to know what the other book was, it was a Sears Roebuck catalog. Coming in third was the Montgomery Ward catalog. And, you know, going on down next was Spiegel. I mean, we had them graded like that. But right at the top of the list was the Bible. And from a small child, it was pointed out to me that that's God's Word. That's the Holy Book. And so as a small child, as soon as I was old enough, I looked at that book with a type of awe. I just didn't look at any other book in the same way. I mean, that was the one book you didn't throw down on the floor. That was the one book that you didn't tear up, unless it was accidental, you tear a page in it while reading it. That was the book that you just simply did not abuse. And didn't make any difference how old it was, you simply did not throw it into the trash and burn it. Now, I was raised that way, and I don't find anything wrong with that because I needed to be taught that. That's the way children need to look at the Holy Bible. Now, I'm using the term, and I'm training myself to use the term Holy, H-O-L-Y, to distinguish the King James Bible for English-speaking people from the new corrupt Bibles, and I like to refer to them as holy too, but spell it H-O-L-E-Y, you see. And so I try to remember to say Holy Bible when I'm referring to the pure Word of God. Have you ever pondered a situation that you were in a world, our community, our nation, where there was no Holy Bible? Now, the first thing you want to notice according to that scripture is if you live in a nation like that, you live in a nation that's filled with darkness.
Amen.
Your society, your culture is one of darkness. Doesn't leave you any other choice. And it just seems to automatically say, well, you need to get the Bible out to cultures and nations where they don't have it. And so I'm thankful to God today that Victory Bible Baptist Church is engaged in supporting that in Indonesia. Getting the Word of God out. Because it is so important. Pondering that situation of where there's no Bible, no Holy Bible, you stop and think sometimes when the weather has knocked out your television or caused it not be working. And you forgot where the cell phone was and the game line. In that time, you just stop and meditate a little bit upon the Word of the Lord and what it would be like not to have it. Because I've never been in that situation. I do not desire to be in that situation. And I praise God for those people that had a part in not and making it not possible for me to be in that situation. Because there's a lot of people that's gone home to be with the Lord that made this nation a nation with a Bible, the Holy Bible. Now, there are some people this morning that when I say, are you to ponder the situation or have you ever been in a situation or could you imagine a situation where there was no Bible? There are some people today who would hear that and they say, well, I wish it was true. I wish it was true. I wish we didn't have the Bible. Some people believe that the Bible is a very ignorant book and that it'll actually hinder you in your intellectual growth. And, of course, we understand that those people are, in the Bible, fools, according to the Word of God. People talk about the Bible. If you read the Bible closely, it talks about people and it talks to people. And God's very plain in His Word. He does not mind calling a person a fool when they are a fool.
Amen.
And when God calls you a fool, you are a fool. There is no question to that. There is no court of appeals for that. There are some people that wish it were true that we didn't have the Bible. And they're working towards that end. I'm here today trying to preach the Word of God, while there are no doubt many out there that are working to get rid of the very Bible that I'm preaching out of, the Holy Bible. No question, spending a lot of money, working a lot harder to get rid of it than we are to defend it, you see. But that's men, human beings, and devils. That's quite a crew. Since you read in the Bible that Satan has a host of evil spirits that follow him, and you think about all the people in the world that are working, that's a pretty big crowd.
Amen.
Against God. It's a pretty big crowd. But that's all right. The Lord can handle it. He's been handling this old sinful world ever since man's been in existence and fell. God is in control. So much in control that He could give you a book and tell you how it's all going to end up. And it goes just like that. All right, dear people, the Holy Bible, that's the most unique, and important book in the world. Now, the world doesn't think that, but remember this about the world. You have to watch the world. The world is crooked. So crooked, so Jesus said it's like this, or the Lord Himself said it, Jesus, not Jesus personally while His ministry was going on, but it is His Word anyway, and I'll distinguish that, so you won't go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and look for this. He said, the friendship of the world is in the, or if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. I'll get it that way. And if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. That's what the Bible says. Now, that's pretty strong. But that tells you how bad the world is and what the tension is and what the war is that's going on between the lost world and God and the Bible and God's people. So you have to watch the world. The world is not for God. Nothing the world does is to get you closer to God. And it's to get you away from God. And it has a wide assortment of devices, whom the Bible says we ought not to be ignorant of the devil's devices, but some of us don't even know how much he's carrying in one hand, let alone all he's got. We are to be aware of this. Now, the world doesn't think the Bible is unique. It thinks it's just another book among many books, and it's full with myths and stories and so forth, in spite of the fact that as of this very moment it has never found one. It just says, well, just take our word for it. You know, just take our word for it, Christian. Your Bible is full of error, it's full of holes, so just believe us. To which I say, you'd never let us get away with that. We're going to call on you. You challenge the Bible, you prove.
Amen.
You prove. I believe it's the holy word of God. You say it's not, go prove it. It's just like this, you know, and I don't have to do this. I have the Bible as authority. But somebody said there's no God, and I said, I believe it is. I believe it. You challenge it, you go find proof there's no God. And they can't do it. And they can't do it. There's no way they can. But if they're going to say there's no God, and they're going to say it dogmatically, they're going to challenge me. You see, I believe there is a God because, for many reasons, they say there is no God, they got to come up with something.
Amen.
That's it. Well, they don't even know if there's little men out there in outer space with eyes between their forehead, and they're going to tell me there's no God. They're still out there trying to figure out if there's life in space. They're going to come to me, there is no God. Like, oh yeah, aren't you the people that are spending all that money trying to find those little green men? Huh? Oh, my dear people, the world, if you watch the world, it does not make sense. Does not make sense. Well, let's consider some things this morning. By no means all of them at all. But just to call to our attention today, as we've assembled here together, to worship the Lord and to honor His Word and acknowledge His Word as the truth. Let's think about some things that we wouldn't have if we didn't have the Holy Bible today. First of all, our knowledge of God would be limited to that given to us by creation. In other words, the Bible said creation declares there's a God.
Amen.
Creation declares that there is a supreme being or beings. You see? Creation does. We'd be limited to that. And then that creation would be subject to bias by fallen, sinful people. Misunderstandings, misinterpretation of the human being and you and me. If all we had was just creation, we'd look at it, we know there was a divine being or beings. You see, we don't even know how many if we just look at creation. And we would look at it and we'd still mess up. But that would be all we'd have. Also, without the Bible, we'd be left to our sinful, our darkened, corrupted understanding of fallen man. We wouldn't know much about ourselves. We wouldn't know much. Man knows very little about man. When you come right down to it, he knows very little about himself. There's a whole lot more he doesn't know about himself than he knows. But that he in his pride will blow his horn and brag, well, that just goes along with it because they're like their father, the devil. Pride was his downfall. And his kids go on and inherit that characteristic from him. But we're left a sinful, darkened, corrupted man to tell us about God. And this would be supplemented means added to, by none other than Satan and the evil spirits who can't stand God. That would be what we'd be thrown back onto. And how would we know if they were telling the truth or not? Because we have no reference to the truth, plainly and simply as given to us by God in the Bible. We would be at the mercy of fallen man and fallen angelic beings or spirit beings. Not a situation that's very enviable. Not a situation that's healthy for the human race. Not a situation that is adequate. If it had been, we wouldn't even have a Bible.
Amen.
The very fact that it exists shows us how badly we need it. And then people, as we think about it, man would not know where he came from. He would not know how he got here. He would not know why he's here. He would not know what his purpose for being here is. He would not know why he is what he is. He would not know where he's going. And on and on and on. You see? Why, I told you that man knows a whole lot less about man than he thinks he does. And yet the Bible tells us all these things. So you would think that in any same group of people's minds, there would be one book that the children would be taught above all others, and that would be the Holy Bible. But that's the last one they won't taught.
That's right.
They will say, we want nothing but the facts. We understand that, boys. We've heard that statement before. But God tells us we'll never be able to get it without His Word. All we'll get is lies. So we wouldn't be. You shouldn't be surprised that any institution, any government, anything that outlaws the Bible is filled with liars and crooks. That should be a given. We should know that. Man is not innately, he's not born good. He's born sinful.
Amen.
The Bible says that. That basic truth right there would keep us out of trouble so much. If we just remembered it, it would help us so much. We would understand a lot of things that we don't understand sometimes simply because we don't apply the Bible. Which Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But you won't find it in the public educational institutions of America, and yet they come out saying, that's a well-educated man. Not if he doesn't have a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path morally and spiritually in this world. And the Lord answered that question, and not many supposed to be Christians believe it today. He said, what doth it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? You know what God writes over man's greatest institutions that he takes pride in? Ichabod. Nothing. Nothing. A waste of life. Because it leaves out the truth of God's word. I was telling my wife last night, I try to keep my wife up with the times. I was reading in Creation magazine the other day where they had this little thing about 6 inches long. He showed it. It looked like a little miniature human being with some kind of a fancy hat on it or helmet. 6 inches. Just, 6 inches. Just that by the way. And it says, now this is what some have tried to say is proof that beings from outer space have populated this earth before, and this little thing here is proof of it. And so when the scientist who didn't have his blinders on and who wasn't playing fantasy games, he says, when we take an x-ray of this and we take another test of this, what we find out is this is simply a little human being that was miscarried before it was born. And there goes all the scientific minds. What fools God makes out of proud, sinful men.
Amen.
But they never learn. They simply brush themselves off and get up and go at it again. And I just laughed. Because every time they come out and say that they've discovered something important and great, I hold off. I said, we'll see. We'll just see what happens. You know. We'll see. I'll tell you what. This old hog has run to the trough too many times and found nothing but rocks in the bucket. So I don't run there anymore. There are some people that run there every time, you know. Every time you shake it, they run. Some people not as smart as a hog. They're not smart as a hog. But they think they are because they got a bunch of degrees after their name. I have nothing against sound education. But there can be nothing worse than miseducation.
Amen.
Oh, you say, do you think Nazism over Germany, do you think that was a bunch of fools over there? Look how many lives they cost. Huh? Teaching their doctrines. Anti-God, anti-Bible. Don't tell me. I have a book that's never been wrong.
Amen.
The only problem with the book is it just doesn't have enough readers and believers what it says. That we can be taken for a ride. We keep putting the same kind of people in an election every 4 years.
Amen.
Now, how smart can Americans be when a guy says, well, and it comes out on television, Brother Rod, we need to raise taxes on this, but we're not going to raise them until after the election. It's like a fellow comes up to you and says, I'm going to burn your house down, but I'm going to wait till you're gone. We get what we've got coming to us.
Amen.
Wisdom gotten from the Bible would prevent that.
Amen.
You'd say, thank you, devil, for tipping your hand. You better keep that under your hat. I'm convinced that the people in Washington think we're a bunch of idiots for the most part. And secondly, I'm convinced that they're not so far wrong for a whole lot of us.
Amen.
And third, my evidence is, take a look.
Yep.
Very few men up there. Very few men. And women that seem to know where they're going. All right, let's go ahead. So, man wouldn't know where he came from and where he's going. And man, if he had gods without the Bible, he'd had gods galore. He's been known to do that. Even though the Bible is in the world, there are people today in different places who are worshiping everything from animals. And then, by the way, they do it in the United States too. Everything from animals to the stars and the planets. Well, dear people, think of a world without the Bible, where that man would be worshiping all kinds of things. Because man is religious by nature. Don't let anybody kid you. Man is religious by nature. He was created with the ability, the capacity, the necessity of having fellowship with his God, his Creator. Since his fall, that's left a vacuum.
Amen.
He must fill it with something religious. And he will. And he has. And history proves that. That's it. The only thing when he talks about, like we hear today so many times, which is for the unknowing, he says, well, we're going to have an educational system that's neutral. Now, who's he kidding? Now, who's he kidding? He can't do that.
Amen.
It's beyond his capacity and ability to do it. And Jesus says, if he's not for me, he's against me. So there you go.
Amen.
But see, if we were guided by the Bible, we'd say, we sure don't want that one in office. And that's why they like to put out the information. You can't mix religion and politics. Oh, you can mix the Bible and politics. That's what they don't want you to do. In other words, you be as sharp as you can when it comes down here spending your money, but when you walk in a voting booth, act like you're born without a brain. That's not right, folks. That's the kind of jokes the devil plays on us. How many people do you see crash as a result of living wicked, sinful lives?
Amen.
And what do? Just as soon as a new generation comes on, what do? Go crash just like the one before it. Go crash just like the one after that one. Just one right after the other. And you'll say, my goodness, cannot they learn? And God says the same thing in His Word. Take a look at what happened to these other people. And beware. Man, boom. Right off into the pit. Gee whiz. Shows how sinful man is. He'd rather have anything than God. Really and truly.
Amen.
And if you won't have God to rule over you, you're going to have the devil rule over you.
That's right.
Because man says, well, now I'm the third party, you're the third nothing. There is no third party to rule in your life. It's the devil. If God doesn't, the devil will, through others and through your sinful heart, through his temptations and so forth. Indoctrinations. That's it. Folks don't understand that. That's why we need the Bible. That's why we need the Bible. Now, dear people, let's hurry along. The human race, another thing I jotted down, would be a pauper in true wisdom and knowledge without the Bible. Since the Bible itself says, warns man, tells him right up front, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. God warns us. Man says, I know better. I know better. I can do it my way. That world had a song. I did it my way. I don't have to ask where the fellow went that did it his way. He was singing where he's going. She sings where she's going when she says, I did it my way. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof, the ways of death.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you never will get to be friends with the world until you forget scriptures like that. You act like you're as stupid as the world, they're willing to go along with you, Christian. Could you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ in an interview on Fox or CNN or ABC or CBS? Or NBC, could you imagine when he looked him square in the eyes and said, and I'm paraphrasing here, yes, sir, I'll tell you, you're going straight to a fiery hell if you don't trust me as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
You're talking about exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I can just see him now because they've pulled it before on Christians. You mean you think only Christians are going to heaven? Your followers? Oh, yes, no question. I tell you absolutely. Well, there's a lot of those old boys that suck their breath in like that and look big-eyed that know they were wrong today.
Amen.
But hell has a one-way street that leads to it.
Yep.
You don't come back from it. If you don't get off the road before you get there, you're never coming back out of it.
Amen.
And if you came back out of it unconverted, you'd be unconverted. You'd go right back to the same way. You'd say, whew, I've always was lucky.
That's
Nobody ever got out of there before I did.
That's right.
Huh? That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Old boy get out of a car wreck with the only thing left is a steering wheel and it's hanging around his neck, and he'll walk over to the side and say, "Boy, I always was lucky. Think I'll go to the casino this weekend." Providence of God, he didn't go to hell, my soul, right? He doesn't understand that. That's sad, isn't it?
Yep.
Indeed, if it wasn't for the Bible, folks, think about it. We'd have a world full of gloom and darkness and hopelessness. What is there to gain? I think that's one of the reasons why we have so much drug addiction today and have such a big problem with alcoholic beverages. Folks are trying to hide from the mess. They can't hide from it.
Amen.
When they create a bigger problem for themselves while trying to handle problems that only God can handle. But they'll go to hell first, or they'll die before they'll turn to the Lord. And it takes the power of God to turn them when they do turn. Divine power. The power that stood on the edge of nothing and spoke the world and the universe into existence. That's what kind of power it takes to save people and to wake them up. And that power works through the preaching of the Word of God. We could go on with that, from that to that, but we won't. Right and wrong. What about right and wrong if there's no Bible? It'd be determined by whomever had the power to determine it. That would be right and wrong. And it would always be subject to change because whoever overthrew the one that had the power would overchange what was right and what was wrong. In other words, there'd be no absolutes. There'd be no moral standards that really set permanently. Isn't that something? You understand? Look at our government if you don't believe that man would certainly determine right and wrong and it would change depending on who was making the rules.
Amen.
If we had no Bible, society would sink lower than the state of the animal kingdom. Lower than them. You see, that's man. He's not just another animal.
Amen.
He was created over the animals, put over the animals. He has intellect. The animals cannot even match. They have instinct. They have smell. They say, "Well, this dog can outsmell a human." That's all right. This human's invented a gun that could kill the dog before he ever could smell him. Right?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, they say the birds can fly. Yeah, we got planes that'll pass them. That bird will be sitting there saying, "What was that? We've been run past him." How many times have you heard a bird flying around up there orbiting the earth? Birds don't orbit the earth. Man does. In a spacecraft. So he doesn't have gills like a fish. Big deal. You come up with a submarine. See? So they say, "Boy, that elephant's big, yeah. But you see that little skinny fellow out there weigh 100 pounds? He's got a weapon, he'll bring him to his knees. Elephant gun. Boom, bang, boom. There goes the elephant." Man killed so many elephants they had to protect the elephants. "Hey, that little old thing is too small. What do you protect the elephants from? He obviously I'll be able to take care of himself." No, that little thing's too smart. He's not going to wrestle that elephant. He's going to shoot him before he ever gets to him. Why? His intellect. He figures it out. Oh, listen. Lord, have mercy on sinful fallen man.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon him. And then, of course, there'd be no such thing as salvation. There's no Bible. They know how to be saved. And that would mean that all would perish in an eternal hell. That's right. And we could go on and on and on, folks. Even though you and I, even as Christians, might sometimes treat this book with disrespect to the extent that we will watch everything on television and we will read everything else, but we will not give this Bible even 1 hour a day of our precious life. How much is your worth, life worth? Well, I tell you what, I gave $1,000 down there today at church. Oh, that's still not the value of your life. Because you would give a million if you went to a doctor and he said you got a fatal disease that take $1 million to cure it. You had $1 million, you'd say, well, I got it. So how much is your time worth? See? And we sometimes think, well, I gave $100, so that ought to take up for something. Oh, it just means you're trying to be honest. It doesn't mean, though, that you're completely being honest, because your time, which we've all admitted is very valuable this morning, is a thing that you don't want to give. You see? I'll send my money to church. You know, I never got an amen. I've been preaching for many years. I never got an amen out of a $10 bill in my life. And have you ever tried to direct a bunch of singers made up of $500 bills? That's the dumbest bunch you've ever seen. And the musical instrument? Well, I'll tell you, get you a bunch of nickels. Get them to play the piano. Don't you see what I'm talking about?
Amen.
God has given man the wherewithal to praise Him and honor and glorify Him, and to whom much is given, much is required. If God gives you much life, He requires more life from you than did the fellow He didn't give that much.
That's right.
Somebody says, I wish I'd lived to be 100 years old. For a lot of people, that just means they get in bigger trouble.
That's right.
How do you know that? I've seen them. I know them. Some of them still walking around today. They say, and we'll soon be through here in a minute, they'll say, well, Grandma, why do you give the credit for living as long as you do? Every once in a while, you hear somebody meeting God. And they'll say, hey, what do I got? A fifth of whiskey every morning? And a chaw and a backer at night? They'll name everybody but God. 100 years old. And just as stupid as they were when they were a teenager. So he said, y'all not talk about teenagers like that. I got that from that woman judge on television. No, I got that from the Bible. The Bible has a lot to say to young people. You know why it has a lot? Because it got special problems. And that special problem, one of them is, they just is bound to go wrong as water is to run downhill. But you can't make them believe it. They believe they're going to run uphill. When they get ready, all they have to do is just run uphill. And they're quite shocked when it doesn't happen that way. And you know, you and I know they can't do it because we tried it. But listen, thanks be to most holy God. We do have His, listen, divinely inspired, infallible, inerrant, perfectly preserved Word, the Holy Bible. See, I'm a follower of Jesus. When Jesus came, Jesus would pick up the Old Testament and say, Thy Word is truth. He believed that over the period of about 1,500 years or so, that God not only had given His Word, but He had preserved it so that He could hold it up and say, this is it. And He was God, the Son, come as man. And He said, follow me. Now, there have been others trying to corrupt the Word of God, but Jesus believed and knew and had in His hand a perfectly preserved Old Testament. Well, saying to myself, with other scriptures also, if He could do that with the Old Testament, He'll have no trouble doing it with the New Testament. Because God hasn't lost His power. He's not like some of us here. Some of us remember whenever, you know, we could do a lot of things that we can't do today. Well, God's not like that. He's called the Ancient of Days in the Bible, but that just means He's been around from all eternity. Doesn't mean He's any weaker than He ever was.
Amen.
And He never was weaker. He never was weak. You see, I believe that we have it this morning. Now, I want you to think on this matter today. When you go home, take about 3 minutes of your most valuable time. 3 minutes. And think about what the world would be like if there were no Holy Bible. Think about it. And then ask God to forgive you for not thanking Him enough for the Bible. I tell you, dear people, in my lifetime, it's been my experience that as I grow older as a Christian and grow in the Lord, I've kept myself with gifts in my life. And that's exactly the way it's supposed to be. And one of those gaps was, I was thanking God for my health. I was thanking God for my paying my bills. But I wasn't thanking God for the Bible very often. Let me ask you a question, and I'll not ask you to raise your hand. How many times have you said, and oh yes, Lord, thank you for your... You said, well, I didn't think about it. Well, the judgment seat of Christ will bring it to your attention. That's right. The judgment seat of Christ will bring it to your attention.